The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 1, text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 10th, 2011, in Punjabi Bagh, India.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 1, the history of the life of Ajamil. Text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sakrit Mana Krishna Pada Aravindayo Naveshitam Tat Gunaragi Yai Iha Na Te Yamam Pasha Brita Cha Tat Vatam Svapne Api Pashyanti Hi Chinna Nishkrita Sakrinmana Krishna Padaravindayor Naveshitang Tad Gunaragi Yairiha Natheyamang Pasha Britaschatad Vatan Svapne pipashyanti hi chirna niskrita Sakrinmana Krishna padaravindayor Naveshitang tad gunaragi yairiha Nateyamang pasha britascha tad vathan Svapne pipashyanti hi chirna niskrita Sakrit once only Mana the mind Krishna pada aravindayo unto the two lotus feet of Lord Krishna Naveshitam completely surrendered Tat of Krishna Gunaragi which is somewhat attached to the qualities name, fame and paraphernalia Yai by whom Iha in this world such persons Yamam Yamaraj the superintendent of death Hashabrita those who carry ropes to catch sinful persons Cha and Tat his Vatan order carriers Svapne Api even in dreams Pashyanti see he indeed Chirnandaskrita who have performed the right type of atonement. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although not having fully realized Krishna, persons who have even once surrendered completely under his lotus feet and who have become attracted to his name, form, qualities, and pastimes are completely freed of all sinful reactions, for they have accepted the true method of atonement. Even in dreams, such surrendered souls do not see Yamaraj or his order carriers, who are equipped with ropes to bind the sinful. Tripura. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvang Sarvapapevyo Mukshyasami Ma Shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. This same principle is described here, Sakrinmana Krishna Padara Vindiyo. If by studying Bhagavad Gita one decides to surrender to Krishna, he is immediately freed of all sinful reactions. It is also significant that Shukadeva Goswami, having several times repeated the words Vasudeva Parayana and Narayana Parayana, finally says Krishna Padaravindayo. And thus he indicates that Krishna is the origin of both Narayan and Vasudeva. Even though Narayan and Vasudeva are not different from Krishna, simply by surrendering to Krishna, one fully surrenders to all his expansions, such as Narayan, Vasudeva, and Govinda. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:7, Matak Parataram Nanyat, there is no truth superior to me. There are many names and forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Krishna is the supreme form, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. Therefore, Krishna recommends to neophyte devotees that one should surrender unto him only, Mam Ekam. Because neophyte devotees cannot understand what the forms of Narayan, Vasudeva, and Govinda are, Krishna directly says, Mam Ekam. Herein, this is also supported by the word Krishna Padaravindiyo. Narayana does not speak personally, but Krishna or Vasudev does, as in Bhagavad Gita, for example. Therefore, to follow the direction of Bhagavad Gita means to surrender unto Krishna, and to surrender in this way is the highest perfection of bhakti yoga. Parikshit Maharaj had inquired from Shukadeva Goswami how one can be saved from falling into the various conditions of hellish life. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami answers that a soul who has surrendered to Krishna certainly cannot go to Naraka, hellish existence. To say nothing of going there, even in his dreams, he does not see Yamaraj or his order carriers who are able to take one there. In other words, if one wants to save himself from falling into Naraka, hellish life, he should fully surrender to Krishna. The word sakrit is significant because it indicates that if one sincerely surrenders to Krishna once, he is saved even if by chance he falls down by committing sinful activities. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:30, Apichat Siddharacharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak Sadhar Eva Samantavya Samyak Vyavisito Histaha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. If one never for a moment forgets Krishna, he is safe even if by chance he falls down by committing sinful acts. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord also says, Neha vikramanasosti pratyavayana vidyate svapamap yashadarmasya trayate mahato vayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Elsewhere in the Gita 6:40, the Lord says, Nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgatim tata gachati. One who performs auspicious activity is never overcome by evil. The highest kalyana auspicious activity is to surrender to Krishna. That is the only path by which to save oneself from falling down into hellish life. Srila Prabodhananda Sarasvati has confirmed this as follows. Kaivayam narakataye tidashapur akashapushpantyate dardante trindriyakalas sarapa patali prakata dangstrayate vishvangpurna sukayate vidi mahendadishcha kitayate yat karunya kataksha vaibhava vatang tam garom evas tumaha. The sinful actions of one who has surrendered unto Krishna are compared to a snake with its poison fangs removed. Proktaka dangstrayate. Such a snake is no longer to be feared. Of course, one should not commit sinful activities on the strength of having surrendered to Krishna. However, even if one who has surrendered to Krishna happens to do something sinful because of his former habits, such sinful actions no longer have a destructive effect. Therefore, one should adhere to the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly and serve him under the direction of the spiritual master. Thus, in all conditions, one will be akuto vyaya, free from fear. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Sajiva Sadaita Lavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. Just see how powerful is this process. Even if one cannot perfectly, fully surrender to Krishna, if one makes the sincere endeavor to the best of one's ability, to follow this wonderful Prabhupada Marg, the pathway shown by Srila Prabhupada. By that sincere attempt, He is protected. Even if he is not yet perfect, still he is protected. So we simply have to be sincere. Now some devotees say, well, how can I become sincere? And I ask them, do you sincerely want to become sincere? And they say, well, not sincerely enough. So that is sincerity. To realize that even though I'm not yet sincere, and even though I don't sincerely even desire to be sincere, still I sincerely desire to be sincere. So in this way, everyone can come to that point of sincerity within the heart. Even if I'm imperfect, if I sincerely desire to become perfect, Krishna reciprocates. Ye yata amang prapadyante tangas tathaiva vajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrendered to me, ever were them according to me. So we must make that sincere endeavor then, to the best of our ability, to always remain Krishna conscious. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna na vesaye sarva vidina seha shur etayor evakin kara. This is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.4, one should fix his mind on Krishna by any means. All the rules and the prohibitions of the scriptures are the servants of this principle. So whatever you're doing, you have to see, is this favorable for my Krishna consciousness? Or if it's a required duty for your bodily maintenance, am I doing it in such a way that is favorable for my Krishna consciousness? Am I honoring prasadam in a way that is favorable for my Krishna consciousness? Am I honoring prasadam or am I eating like a pig? Everything we do, we should see, am I doing this in such a way that is favorable for my Krishna consciousness? This is called sincerity. That I don't want to take any breaks for Maya. I don't want to take any time off from Maya, to be in Maya for a while. In other words, all you need is Krishna. 24 hours a day. Krishna is wonderful. He is emanating unlimited oceans of nectar from its transcendental body at every minute. He's so beautiful. He's so attractive. And if you have any desire to enjoy this material world, Better not to go to the temple. Actually, this was warned by one gopi. You know that gopi girl? Smeram vangi traya parichitam sachi vistirna drishtim vangshi nastadara kishalayam urjvalam chandakena govindyakam haritanamitaha keshi tirutabhukante ma prekshishastavayadi sake bandhu sange se rangaha. My dear gopi girlfriend, if you are indeed attached to enjoy society, friendship and love in this material world, then do not go to the bank of the Jamuna at Keshigarh. Don't you dare go down there. Don't go and see the smiling face of that boy, Govinda. He's standing there casting sidelong glances. He's placing his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body bending in three places is very bright in the moonlight. So don't go down there. Of course, what did the gopi do when she heard that? What did that gopi do when she was get that warning? She immediately went running to Keshigarh. So Krishna is very, very attractive, you see. If you have any desire to enjoy this material world, better don't chant Hare Krishna, don't take prasadam, don't come to the temple, don't take darshan, don't associate with devotees. If you want to continue suffering in this material world, if you want to continue being a slave of the material energy, if you want to continue being dragged through birth, death, old age and disease, lifetime after lifetime, through 8,400,000 different varieties of hellish nightmares, then do not chant Hare Krishna. Don't you dare chant Hare Krishna. Don't you dare hear about Krishna. Don't you dare even think about Krishna. Because if you do, you become liberated from all that nonsense, you see. Did you know that if you're engaged in devotional service, with your body, your mind, and your words, Rupa Goswami says, you are a liberated soul. That is the great power of Bhakti Yoga. The yogis are struggling to become liberated. The jnanis are struggling to become liberated. But the bhaktas, they are already liberated. And even if there is some difficulty, because they are still on the neophyte stage, they are protected. So just see the great mercy of Krishna. Just see the great mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda. Just see the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada. How much they love us. How much they care about us. How much they want to save us from our horrible suffering condition in this material existence. All we have to do, my dear devotees, is reciprocate with that love. If someone is kind to you, will you be rude to them? If someone is kind to you, will you ignore them? If someone is kind to you, will say, they don't even exist. Only if you're a brute animal would you do such a thing. Any human being who has sensitivity, he will reciprocate. Any gentleman will reciprocate if somebody gives him loving kindness. He will say, thank you very much. Any gentleman will feel gratitude. So, how much we must become grateful then to God? Everything we have is His kindness. The food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the clothing we wear, the buildings we live in, the vehicles we travel in, everything we have, it is the gift of God. So, how we cannot reciprocate? How we could be so cold and callous to ignore that wonderful person? Krishna, who is giving us everything. Krishna can give us more. He reciprocates according to how much we give Him. As Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 22. Ananyaschintayo, I'm just not forgetting. He says, the one who worships me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Ananyaschintayo mang ye jana paryapasate tesham nichabhiyuktanam yogachema vaham yaham. Prabhupada elaborates on that verse. He explains that Krishna personally delivers to your door whatever you need. Can you imagine how much Krishna is ready and willing and able to reciprocate with us? Krishna will personally come and give you everything you need. But there's one condition for this kind of special elite class treatment from the Lord. You have to love Krishna. And only Krishna. And nothing else. He says exclusive devotion. Well, Krishna, I gave you some of my love. Well, Krishna, I'll give you some of my love. Prabhupada one time said, Krishna does not see how much you give, he sees how much you're holding back.
Krishna
So if you're holding back from Krishna, Krishna is going to hold back from you also. You can't cheat God. If you try to be a cheater with God, you will find that God is the best and biggest cheater in the whole world. So do not try to be a cheater with God. Do not hold anything back from God. Give Krishna everything. Everything, body, mind and words. Everything given to Krishna. My every thought at every time, place and situation should be for the pleasure of Krishna. Every word that comes out of my mouth 24 hours a day should be for the pleasure of Krishna. Every action I perform with my body in every situation should be for the pleasure of Krishna. If I will do this, you see, if I will get off my lazy, selfish platform, and make Krishna the center instead of this rascal me the center, then I will enter into the most sublime and wonderful atmosphere. I will enter into the spiritual sky. Even while within this very body, I can live in the spiritual sky. Seeing Krishna within everything. And everything within Krishna. Yamang pashyati sarvatra sarvanchamayi pashyati tashyahang na pranashyami sachami na pranashyati. For one who sees everything in me and me within everything, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So would you like to achieve that state of realization? Where you see everything within Krishna? And Krishna within everything? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? At the temple? At my work? At home? In the commute? At the dentist's office? Wherever I may go? That state is known as Krishna consciousness. And our society is called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Do not take this term Krishna consciousness cheaply or lightly. It is a higher state than that realized by the great yogis and the great jnanis. It is the topmost perfection of the self-realization process. So we should strive diligently to be Krishna conscious. Even in the neophyte stage, Krishna consciousness is Krishna consciousness. It may be unripened or it may be ripened, but it is still Krishna consciousness. You have to understand that you have one opulence and one opulence only, and that is your Krishna consciousness. Guard your Krishna consciousness as the greatest treasure. more valuable than all the wealth of this entire material existence. More valuable than a powerful position as president or prime minister. Krishna consciousness is the greatest thing you could ever possess. So do not shake it cheaply. Take it as your dearmost possession. Guard it carefully. Cultivate it more and more and more. That is the path of bhakti. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Be ready to help me. I can't feel it.
Thank you, Guruji, for a wonderful class. Thank you, Guruji, for a wonderful class. The question is that, as you said, seeing Krishna everywhere, feeling Krishna everywhere, doing everything for Krishna, every word spoken from Krishna, every thought for Krishna, This seems the biggest austerity. It seems very difficult. Doing everything for Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's sake, because in conditioned state we are more attached to our pleasure.
So what's his question?
It looks like austerity.
Austerity? What do you mean? It's austere not to be. To not be Krishna conscious is the austerity, Prabhu. It's like there's a big feast, you know. Well, is taking the feast the austerity, or is not taking the feast the austerity? Not to be Krishna conscious, that is the austerity. Krishna conscious means to relish the sweetest nectar at every minute. To not be Krishna conscious, that is the austerity. You have it wrong, Prabhu. Okay. Adi Krishna Gita Maharaj, Krishna is best. So everything would be best. But why he has created evils, bad human mentalities, what is the reason? Wait a minute, Krishna didn't create anything bad. This question is bad. Krishna didn't create anything bad. Why does the government build prisons? Because it wants to have bad citizens. No, to facilitate those who choose to be bad. The government doesn't say, we would like to have in our state at least 10% bad people. So we have to train 10% of the people to be evil. The government's program is everyone should be good. So Krishna's program is everyone should be good. He doesn't create anybody to be evil. Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nityadas. The constitutional position of every living entity is he's the pure devotee of Krishna. But love cannot be forced. I stick a gun on your head, I said, okay, I want you to be friends with me, okay? Put the gun on your head. Can you feel this is a nice friendly relationship? You have a gun in your head. I have my finger on the trigger. I say, don't say anything nasty to me or I'll blow your brains out. Now let's be friends. Now, if I want you to be friend, then I have to give you the freedom to be friendly or not to be friendly. I give you my love, and then I give you the freedom to love me or not to love me. That's what Krishna is doing. If you choose not to reciprocate with Krishna's love, that's your creating evil, not Krishna's creating evil. Everybody wants to blame God. This is the nonsense thing. It's God's fault. It's God's fault that I'm sinful and I'm a sinful rascal. No, rascal, it's your fault. Says, give up your nonsense and surrender. Next question. There was a similar question asked of Srila Prabhupada in 1972 at the festival in New Vrindavan. One hippie boy, he asked Prabhupada, he said, Srila Prabhupada, if our purpose is to go back to God, then why is Maya so strong? Prabhupada answered, because your purpose is not strong. Next question. What does it mean to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and how to do it? Surrender means that I am under the order of Krishna. This says Arjuna was under the order of Krishna to fight on the battlefield. Now, whatever Krishna instructs, that I must do. That is surrender. So how to do that? Do whatever Krishna says, that's all. He says you eat your food only after it's been offered to me, then you do that. If he says to approach his spiritual master and become his disciple, you do that. If he says to always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, you do that. You simply follow instructions, that's all. Just like if you want to bake a cake, how do you bake a cake? You take the cookbook and you follow the instructions. One cup of flour, two-thirds of a cup of sugar, so much baking powder, so much butter. Just follow the instructions, that's all. If you can bake a cake, you can surrender to Krishna. You just have to follow the instructions. But if you think, well, why should I follow this cookbook? I will use my own intuition when I bake this cake. What do you get at the end? When you pull it out of the oven? A bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan. So that is our present position. We're like a bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan. We're stuck in the pan of cycle of birth and death. Bhagavad Gita is the cookbook. Bhagavad Gita is the cookbook. Simply follow the recipe. Whatever Krishna says, you do that. And then you will attain Krishna consciousness. Krishna will become your personal property. You will regain your eternal identity in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Okay, next question. Please accept my humblest obeisances. Question. Even I get up early, chant my rounds, read, etc. But if I go outside, I'm still affected by Maya. I'm not able to remember to chant Hare Krishna among the non-devotees. How to overcome this problem? Thank you so much. So if by after chanting your rounds, getting up early, you're chanting your rounds, you go outside and you immediately forget Krishna, it means you're not going deep enough into your japa, Prabhu. You have to go deeper into Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you go out for the day, you take your mobile phone with you, don't you? Do you fully charge it before you leave the house, or do you go with no charge in it? If you're a together, organized person, you will fully charge your mobile phone before you begin your day. So my question is this. Why are you kinder to your mobile phone than you are to your own consciousness? Fully charge your consciousness by going deep, 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 deep into Hare Krishna Mahamantra every morning. Not that, well, I'll chant one round now, I'll chant one on the bus, I'll chant a couple of rounds during my lunch break, and I'll finish the rest of it before I go to sleep at night. What kind of japa is that? You go to bed early, get up early. This is your time to meet God. To personally associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Go deep into that japa. If you've chanted good rounds, you'll be Krishna conscious the whole day. So stop chanting these nonsense japa, making a show of chanting japa. Chant real japa. Any other questions?
An ordinary man, how can I identify a bona fide guru?
For an ordinary man, how to identify a bona fide spiritual master? That's why we are trying to flood this planet with Srila Prabhupada's books. Anybody who will carefully read Srila Prabhupada's books will understand what is a bona fide spiritual master. He will see Srila Prabhupada is the greatest spiritual master in the history of the world. So, to be a bona fide spiritual master, one has to speak the same thing that Prabhupada is saying. Someone who speaks something different than the Vedic Siddhanta, they are rascal. One so-called guru, he came out with what he called the Encyclopedia of Authentic Hinduism. The very title of his book revealed its inauthenticity. Because the word Hindu does not exist in the Vedas. It's a Muslim term. So, in his encyclopedia of so-called authentic Hinduism, he said, Krishna is God, Ram is God, Vishnu is God, Shiva is God, and Durga is God. And he presented himself as a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Talking about the Goswamis and Lord Chaitanya. And you see, these people, to make themselves prominent, they put forward those different ideas. But they don't purely present what's coming from the Acharyas. Therefore, everyone should read Prabhupada's books. Then you will know what is a bona fide spiritual master. And you can judge, because Prabhupada said that his disciples should also initiate disciples after Prabhupada leaves the planet. So you can judge who is a bona fide spiritual master in the line of Prabhupada. Is he properly representing Prabhupada? Is he introducing something new that Prabhupada did not introduce? Is he subtracting something that Prabhupada introduced? The bona fide spiritual master in the present time on this planet is that spiritual master who is presenting Srila Prabhupada as he is. Srila Prabhupada's teachings as they are. That is the bona fide spiritual master. Yeah.
What is the guarantee that the Shastras are created by God?
What is the guarantee that these Shastras are created by God? That guarantee is given by God. It is God's guarantee. Because He has directly spoken it. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. So God has directly spoken. So He is guaranteeing by having spoken, and He's giving His own personal guarantee that these are indeed My words, because I have directly spoken them to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna has guaranteed that He is God by revealing His Vishwarup to Arjuna. And Krishna will also give you proof if you want it. Do you want proof that Krishna is God? Do you want proof that Bhagavad Gita is the authoritative word of God? Now I'm asking you, do you want that proof?
Yes, sir.
Do you personally want that proof?
Whatever
gives peace to your soul is God for you. Well, you know, the wino, he finds great peace getting intoxicated on wine. So would that be God? Some people drink a lot of liquor and they say, it gives peace to my soul. Some people say, when I have a lot of money, then I find great peace by having a lot of money. So, what do you mean by peace? I have to ask you.
Complete satisfaction.
Complete total satisfaction, yes. That is when you have come in contact with God. That's a thing. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. Krishna says that only if you want complete total satisfaction, you will only get it when you see me as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend. Otherwise you will never get complete satisfaction. So are you finding satisfaction in Krishna consciousness? Very good. Now don't just go with a lot of it. Now you go for the complete total peace. You see, by complete surrender, now you must fully surrender to Krishna. And then you will get a proof even more than complete peace. You know what the proof will be? Krishna will personally reveal Himself to you face to face, eye to eye. And yet, well, I think our time is up. I've told 9 o'clock, we've gone a half hour overtime already. But you're such a wonderful assembly of devotees. It's, you know, who wants to stop? You know, the sages of Namasharanya are going to go on for 1,000 years. But, you know, we have our daily schedules we have to stick to. So we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now, we have some special Mahaprasad of Sri Sri Radha Damodar to give out. Everyone can come and get their Mahaprasad.